New Leader Manufacturing is celebrating 80 years in business, and to mark this important milestone, they decided to do a bit of a facelift to reflect the beliefs from their beginnings in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Andy Rehm and I talk about the options that have become standard on their spreaders, how retailers are investing in their machinery, trends, and what 2019 is teaching them. I'm Ashley Davenport, and you're listening to the AgPro Podcast. Hello, and thank you for joining me this week on the AgPro Podcast. Today I'm talking to Andy Rehm. She's the Director of Marketing for New Leader Manufacturing based out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Andy, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Absolutely, Ashley. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So, New Leader done some rebranding. So talk a little bit about that process and why did you feel the need for the change?
Absolutely. So, you know, a lot of people find, you know, us included, it can be easy to stick with what's comfortable with what you know. But if you want to grow as a company, it's sometimes you have to challenge yourself, you know, challenge those beliefs you've always held or challenge the way you've always done things. So for us, one of those items was our name. We really started to take a look at whether Highway Equipment Company represented all that we offered to our customers, to our employees, to our community. And after a lot of in-depth research, you know, unfortunately, we realized that answer was no. Moving away from our original name was certainly not an easy decision. I mean, we were Highway Equipment Company for 80 years. It was our original name, a lot of history and a lot of really goodwill behind it. But, you know, as we grew as a company, we just, like I said, we started to realize that just, you know, we kind of outgrew the name a little bit. It didn't really represent everything that we offered anymore. So when we really undertook that task of coming up with a name that did represent everything that we offer, from our products to our workplace culture to our community giving, you know, we kind of realized the answer was staring at us all along. I mean, we're leaders in everything that we do, from how we design and manufacture our equipment to how we support our customers to how we give back to our community. You know, we really feel like we're leaders in that regard. And in that same token, you know, at our core, we're manufacturers. It's who we've always been, and it's, you know, who we're always going to be. So, you know, when we kind of looked at those two pieces, we realized the pieces were there all along. So that's how we came up with New Leader Manufacturing.
Awesome. So what's the perception been or the reaction been from both your employees and your customers to the rebrand?
You know, it's been really positive and really strong, especially in the community. You know, we've been in Cedar Rapids since 1939. This has been our home since we first opened our doors. And what this rebranding let us do was sort of reintroduce ourselves to our community, but also to our customers. And so far, it's just been an incredible reception. I mean, people really understand the name, understand why we did what we did. And I mean, really, everyone has embraced, I mean, especially our employees. It's been such a fun project. And again, you know, let us reintroduce ourselves to the communities that we're in, and it's been an extremely positive experience.
How many different locations do you have?
So the location in Cedar Rapids, it's our primary location. This is where everything is manufactured, designed, everything like that. We did recently open up an international facility in Sao Paulo, Brazil. We have four just marvelous in-country employees there, full-time employees in Brazil. But in terms of, you know, the primary manufacturing and the primary operations, we are based out of Cedar Rapids. It's the one and only facility.
Andy, you hit on this a little bit. You guys have been around for 80 years. So talk a little bit about the company's background and what kind of equipment you guys have.
So I love our story. So we were founded in 1939 by a gentleman named Roy Gaddis, and his first product lines, I mean, New Leader and Highway were there from the start. So we manufactured two distinct product lines, New Leader and Highway. And I mean, really, those have been it since the very beginning. We've manufactured spreaders. There's been, you know, a few products here and there, you know, a few different things that we've done. But at our core, that's what we make. So we have the Highway line where we sell salt and other de-icing equipment to contractors, municipalities, things like that. And then we have the New Leader line, where we manufacture broadcast spinner spreaders for the ag retail market, custom application market. So that's who we've been for 80 years.
Equipment is constantly changing, you know, your spreader from 2019 isn't going to be the same as a spreader from 1949 or when you guys started in 1939. So what have you been seeing some of the options on these pieces of equipment that are becoming a standard?
Oh, absolutely. One of the biggest trends that we've seen has been that migration to newer technology, specifically technology that really focus on sustainability, precision application for our practices. You know, it's no secret in the industry. I mean, people are concerned about our waterways, and everyone's taking a really close look into what's going on the field and how, just at all those operations. And so with our suite of G5 technology equipment, you know, that technology really offers precision application and for our benefits that you just don't really find in broadcast spinner spreaders. So our G5 technology, it offers 16-section swath width control. So our fan frame shifts left and right and fore and aft. You can have up to 4 product variable rate technology. And then our user interface is, you know, plug and play ISO ready. So, you know, that's the migration that we've seen, is that ag retailers and growers, they're looking for ways to implement sustainable for our practices and their operations. But at the same time, we need to make sure that we don't sacrifice productivity. I mean, we have a growing population. There's a lot of people to feed. And so that's, you know, that's the real beauty behind the G5 technology that we've created, is that we're really proud that ag retailers, growers, they can still spread nutrients responsibly and precisely while still maintaining that industry-leading productivity that New Leader is known for. So I'd say just that, you know, migration to the newer technology and the really strong focus on sustainability, that's probably the biggest trend that we've seen, you know, even in the last few years and beyond that as well.
And going off of that trend, are you seeing anything else that could be a big thing coming down the pipeline for you guys?
You know, we're always looking at product development opportunities. I mean, that's the one thing. Our number one focus is just always the customers. I mean, making sure our customers are successful so that their customers can be successful. So we actually just last year, we opened up our testing facility, which allows us to do, I mean, unlimited year-round testing on different products. So, you know, we're constantly looking at the forefront. I mean, people just, there's that really, really strong push to do more with less. And I mean, that's across industries. That's not specific to agriculture by any means, but you know, we have seen that push. There's labor shortages. Like I said, that sustainability push, you know, people are really looking at every piece of their operation and asking themselves, is this the most efficient way that I can do this? Is this the most precise way I can do this? And we're trying to make sure that we provide them the tools that they can confidently say yes. You know, yes, with this, you know, piece of equipment, I know I'm maximizing my time, I'm maximizing my resources. So that's where we always have our eyes set, is how can we make our customers more productive and more efficient?
And that's so important that you're taking that time to invest back into your customers.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. It's, you know, we know our customers, I mean, without a doubt, some of the hardest working people out there, and they have a hard job. And just, we really want to make sure that, you know, when they're running a new leader equipment, they can rely on it, they can depend on it, not only the equipment, but also the support staff. So, you know, we're, again, just always keeping our eyes set on, are we giving the customers what they need?
Andy, it's no surprise, 2019 has been a wet year for everybody in the Midwest. It doesn't matter, Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, everywhere has been saturated. So what's New Leader doing to maximize the bottom line despite these weather challenges for your consumers?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm going to have to reiterate, you know, what I said before. We, you know, ag retailers and growers, they're just some of just the hardest working people out there. And this spring, especially, you know, coming off of a wet fall too, has just been brutal. You know, our hearts, I mean, really go out to each and every one of them. They already have a hard job, and this wet spring has just been terrible to work with. You know, for those who are able to get their crops planted, we know they're going to have a really tight window to get that nitrogen applied and are going to be probably working around the clock. You know, for those who weren't, just for who fields are too wet, we know we're going to have record prevent plant acres this year. So, you know, when we look at our equipment, we really did design it from the get-go to be three-season functional. If you have a, you know, high-performance chassis with new leader equipment mounted on it, you know, we want to make sure that you are well-equipped to spread what you need, when you need, accurately and efficiently. So, you know, for those who are able to plant, big store is going to be top dressing, you know, applying that nitrogen in season when the crop needs it. And this year, I mean, we know it's going to be a tight window just because of that wet spring. Ag retailers and growers, they're going to need to cover a lot of acres and do so very quickly. And so, you know, with, again, especially that G5, and if you're in a high clearance machine, driving 15, 20 mile an hour, you know, 80, 90 foot plus swath width, you can get a lot of acres covered in a day. And especially with that G5 too, with that 16 section swath width control, real berate technology, you know, you can make sure that you're only spreading that nitrogen where it's needed. So again, you know, making sure that we can maximize that tight window. And, you know, for those spreading cover crops or, you know, prevent planting, you know, if you need to do that in a productive, accurate manner, maximizing the acres that you can do in a day, you know, we want people to know they don't need to look any further than new leader. So again, just with that design that we do, we want to make sure that the second that window opens, they can start running that new leader equipment and not need to worry about it, you know, falling apart on them or not being able to get the support they need. So, you know, that's what we're doing. We're just gearing up to make sure that when that window opens, you know, we can hit it right away.
And often anymore, that window is 2.5, 3 days long. So that's very important to be that efficient, and new leader has that. So kind of going off of that too, Andy, what is your perception for the demand for acres that's going to be needing makeup applications going into this fall and then looking ahead to next spring?
You know, we're really looking forward to a productive fall. You know, again, we really do feel that if you're looking for the most productive, efficient equipment to get nutrients out in the field, you know, where they're needed, how they're needed, we do, slightly biased, I work for New Leader, but we do believe that we offer that tool to the marketplace that, you know, lets you maintain that productivity that's just needed in this world, but, you know, also addressing those sustainability, that precision application, and also making sure that we're maximizing our resources too. Wasteful nitrogen is bad just across the board. It's not good for anybody. So we want to make sure that those nutrients are placed only where they're needed, at the rate they're needed, and nowhere else.
So Andy, AgPro Podcast is geared towards an AgPro magazine geared towards ag retailers. So how are you seeing ag retailers invest in new leaders' machinery?
So again, you know, I hate to kind of sound like a broken record, but really, you know, ag retailers with the services that they provide, and especially with, you know, the trends that we've seen in the industry with labor shortages and really people trying to do more with less, you know, that's really where we've seen the investment in new leader equipment. We're known, I mean, for having equipment that, you know, has very little downtime, you know, very low maintenance. But then more than that, too, I mean, the support that comes with new leader products, I mean, that's something that we've been known for since we opened our doors. And it's something that we know is very critical to our business. So we put a lot of emphasis on that product support that we offer because, you know, unfortunately, even a perfect piece of equipment, it's going to have downtime. You know, nothing runs 100% of the time all the time. So, but the second that equipment goes down, you know, we know our ag retailers or dealers, I mean, they need that support to make sure that equipment can get back up and running. So that's where we put both of our focus, you know, making reliable equipment, but then also reliable support.
Again, we've talked about it. 2019, just a bad year, bad, wet year. What are some of the lessons that 2019 is teaching you at New Leader to prepare for future seasons?
Yeah, so just unfortunately this year, it was that spring that we're having is just terrible. So I think what it's really shown us is, you know, ideal conditions are great. Everybody wants ideal conditions. But the fact is, you know, you really see what equipment in your fleet is your most valuable when you're facing, you know, those not so great conditions, the opposite of the ideal conditions, which is what we face this year. So with that tight window that we talked about with people, folks needing to apply, top dress, we know that window is going to be extremely, extremely small. So, we're glad that we've already, proactively addressed that issue, that, our equipment can handle that, the throughput, the capacity, just the capability of our machines. They really can handle that tight window. But the lessons that we took from this year is just, you never know what's going to be thrown at you, and just, you need to adapt along the way. So we're trying to maximize, we still tried to maximize what we were able to do in the spring, preventative maintenance, trainings, demonstrations, making sure that we're not just sitting idly by, and once that window opens, that we're ready for it. So I'd say that's probably the biggest lesson, that you never know what's going to come your way, especially in this industry when it's so heavily reliant on the weather, that you just need to make sure that your equipment can perform in just terrible conditions, and that you're nimble enough as a company to be able to, change your schedule, change how you were going to operate, to really address what's happening. And thankfully, we were able to do that this year.
Absolutely. We're going to come full circle. New Leader Manufacturing, celebrating 80 years in business. Do you have any special plans to celebrate this landmark?
We do. We have a lot of things going on that we're pretty excited about. Recently, I'm sure you saw the announcement. We announced a new relationship with Dow Technology Corporation for the development of the first spinner spreader implement to their autonomous Dot Power platform. We're really looking forward to having that implement on display in a Dot's demo booth at Ag in Motion. So that's something that we're, really excited about, because, again, our whole focus as a company is keeping our eyes set on the future and those future problems that our customers are going to have, so that they don't need to wait for a solution. One is there. So very excited about that relationship with Dot Technology Corp. But then also, to celebrate our 80th birthday here, we decided to launch a new corporate giving program that we've called Spreading Good, and specifically the program I'm talking about, 380. So for those who aren't totally familiar with the Cedar Rapids area, we have an interstate that runs north and south, right through Cedar Rapids, Interstate 380. So we designed this program to donate $80,000 in honor of our 80th anniversary to, families, individuals, religious organizations, nonprofit organizations. There's a lot of folks eligible for this program. We wanted to keep it as open as possible. But we did want to, direct that money, to that 380 region, just because it's been our home for 80 years. Our community, it's done a lot for us, and we try to make sure that we repay that and give a lot back to that community as well. So really excited about that program. It actually just opened on Friday. We're already getting some applications in, which is just great. And I already mentioned the Brazil facility, which has just been wonderful as well. And, I'd say just at the end of the day, we've enjoyed 80 years of success. And, we've really achieved that through just our focus on quality, quality people, quality workplace, and, of course, quality products and that support. And we have absolutely no intention of slowing down. To the contrary, we're really looking forward to see, where we can take this company in the next 80 years. So, hopefully we'll be having another interview just like this, hopefully sooner. But if not, maybe at our 160th birthday.
Hey, that sounds like a plan. If I'm still around, we'll do it.
you and me both.
Andy, before we wrap things up,
sure.
If somebody wants to find New Leader Manufacturing, where do they go?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. So we tried to make our URL as simple as possible. You just go to newleader.com.
Fantastic. And any social media accounts?
Yep, so New Leader Manufacturing. So Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, we're all under New Leader Manufacturing. If you look that up, you should be able to find us, no problem. We're the big NLM with the green triangle.
Fantastic. Well, I've been talking to Andy Ream. She's the Director of Marketing for New Leader Manufacturing, based out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Andy, thanks so much for taking the time.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure, Ashley. Thank you.
And thank you for listening. I'm Ashley Davenport, your host of the AgPro Podcast. New episodes drop Wednesdays on the AgriTalk app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you go to listen to your favorite podcast. Until next time, everyone, stay safe out there.